final few minutes to get his sack? How do you think you guys helped him?
Yeah, I think Spencer did a great job. To come in and play left tackle against one of the better edge guys in the league is tough to do. And, you know, I think late there was a couple plays where he probably wanted back. But honestly, he did a really good job for his first time out there. And he's a gamer. You know, I mean, he played so many games in college. He stepped in last year, and he's going to fight for you. And, you know, fortunately, we were in a pass situation at the end of the game. So that caused some trouble towards the end.
Where did you think this one got away?
It's hard to say, but I think a couple of those third down conversions early in the second half where we didn't, you know, had a quick drive and didn't convert some of the ones we wanted to, and got down by a score or two where we had to start passing the ball again and couldn't be as two-dimensional as we wanted.
Joel, you said you guys have to play a perfect game to win. Do you agree with that? Is that something that's a burden on you guys?
I think by perfect, I mean, he understands there's going to be little mistakes here and there, but I think he means by turnovers, penalties, drop passes, you know, protections, things of that nature where we're hurting ourselves. You know, we have a chance to convert a third down, we get a penalty or a drop pass. Those things you can't win with, you know, and that's been our issue. You know, we get in the red zone, we miss a kick. Things of those nature I think he's talking about, and we do need to be better. And I think that's what he means by those comments. Well, yeah, I mean, you don't want to be 0-8.
And I mean, is it after 4-0 preseason and everything that was done in the offseason and the excitement about the draft class?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, it's a surprise. You don't want to go, you know, 0-8. You never want to start the season like that. And I thought we played well in preseason. I think we're a better team than we were last year. You know, we haven't won the games we wanted to, and it's tough for everybody in the organization. And I know one thing, we're going to keep fighting. We're going to keep working, and we're working to turn this thing around. And I know it's been tough for the fans and, I mean, pretty much anybody involved with the Browns, but it's been just as tough for the players, if not more. I mean, we go there every day, and we try and get a win. And to be an 0-8 is just – it's unfortunate right now.
Joel,